What is that process? What is the reaction that patients get 3 or 4 hours later? What does it feel like?
So their reactions often start with itching, particularly the palms and soles. So we'll have patients tell us repeatedly that their hands begin to itch and they turn red. And then they'll often get hives, systemic hives, throughout their, all over their skin. And then the process seems to snowball. So it starts with skin and itching and hives and redness, perhaps swelling. And then they'll often tell us that they feel lightheaded. So we think their blood pressure is dropping. And often there is a gastrointestinal component to this as well. So really severe abdominal cramping, perhaps diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, all the hallmarks of an anaphylactic allergic reaction that you might see with a child who has a milk, egg, or peanut allergy.
Unhappily, then, you can imagine somebody who would have a burger for dinner or a steak for dinner and would think everything was fine and go to bed, and what would wake them up?
Typically the itching. So you have described a very prototypical allergic reaction for the alpha-gal allergy, which is certainly very different than the typical allergic response. But this idea that patients experience allergic reactions after midnight is really in keeping with the alpha-gal allergy, and unlike most other food allergies.
People are then woken up out of sleep, itching away. What are they supposed to do?
Well, we tell folks, take Benadryl if you have it. If you had an EpiPen or an epinephrine auto-injector, then that would be a convenient time to use it. But most people don't happen to have an auto-injector at home. So we ask them to take antihistamine, such as Benadryl, because most folks will have something along those lines, and then begin to activate the emergency response cascade, whether that's calling 911 or if you're close enough and you have someone, you can get to the emergency department quickly.
So this really is a let's go to the emergency room kind of moment.
It is, in large part because we have no idea at that moment when you wake up with hives and itching, is this going to progress and become a life-threatening allergic response, or is this going to evolve and I'm going to get a little bit of GI upset, but I'm otherwise going to be fine?
For the first time this happened to a patient, it would be really a scary phenomenon. You'd have no clue what was amiss, because more than likely you'd think it was just, oh, I ate something that doesn't agree with me and now I'm not feeling well.
Absolutely. I have countless patients who have recalled passing out in the bathroom at midnight, 1 a.m., at their initial allergic reaction.